You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Hello, Ange.
Hello.
Oh,
got the mic. Get organised.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
That's getting good.
Yeah, no problem is too big or too small.
Nope, yeah, no problems.
We can do this week. In fact, call it the home straight. You know, just you can have a few power naps, close your eyes for 20 minutes, it's amazing. And then get back on with it again.
Yeah, naps are good.
They are, yeah, so in between barbecues.
There's been that rumour whether a nap's bad for you or if it's healthy for you to have a nap during the day or if it's...
Well, it really helped me yesterday. Yeah. Sit on the sofa between about 3 and 6. We all just came home and zonked out, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, which was really good.
So what are we going to be looking at today?
Well, I was just thinking about how to pace yourself, you know, because we didn't do the Christmas festivities. Now we don't need to talk about symptoms so much now, do we?
No.
You know, we're underway. And so what I thought I'd talk about was, you know, a soda stream is a really good present, or take soda water when you go to parties, you know, because
you
just
don't want to
drink alcohol because, you know, it just gets a bit too much. You start getting headaches and feeling tired and a bit rough around the edges. So, and I keep saying to people, look, you know, give it as a present because you just use them over and over again, you know, the soda stream, and it's just carbon dioxide pumping it into your water so you know where your water is, and it's a good thing, you know. There's no sort of additives or anything nasty in it. We used to put cordials and things in it, but you don't need to. It's just bubbly water. It's fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
And when you want to look flash, you take the Antipodes sparkling water, you know, in glass, so, you know, it looks a bit more flash. So you have a few of those in the back of your cupboard for when you're going to, you know, nice parties and things, and then otherwise, you know, you just keep going on your soda stream. So that's always good. B vitamins, magnesium, you know, if you're feeling a bit frazzled, like I always find, and the active elements on my website, which is 4.2 or 2.3, it just takes the fizz off. If you've sort of been talking late at night and you just need a bit of magnesium and potassium to sort you and settle the nervous system, because it's a bit sort of over-revved, that's a great one to get to sleep. Or if you're having an afternoon nap and you need to sort of just clock out for a bit, you know, just have a bit of magnesium and it just chills you down.
And I suppose around this time people are eating probably a lot more food than they normally would. I mean, how do people deal with, like, getting bloated or...
Yeah, well, actually, that's an interesting point, you know, because you can get to buffets or potluck lunches and things like that.
Keep on eating.
Yeah, I really can really head for the salads and then just choose which protein you're going to head for, because it's often when you get the chicken mixed with the beef, the lamb, and then a bit of salmon, and it's just like, whoa, you know, like that. That's when it sort of doesn't quite
Go
so well. Yeah, so look at the buffet and go, I'm going to choose those two, you know, and go with what sort of suits you best.
Cool.
Yeah, great. But I'm really into bringing big salads along to lunches.
Oh, it's so nice in the summer as well.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's definitely a Kiwi Christmas when you've got heaps of different salads and
and if you get stuck, you can go to Natural Ange and look on the recipe column, because I've got blanched broccoli salad, brown rice salad there, and there's all sorts there too. I should actually put up the ice block one, which is dairy free, but frozen bananas, and you can go chocolate nut, which is really nice, you know, like put cocoa powder in, and it's got coconut milk in it, because for the likes of some who can't have dairy, we can still do ice blocks.
Yeah,
but you just go and get some ice block molds and you're away.
Fantastic.
You just blend them up. Yeah, so that's sort of the main thing there. Any texts into today?
No, we don't have any texts this morning.
Free. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, so people aren't feeling the stress as much, which is pretty good.
Good.
Any other tips for people over the summer period?
Sunblock, mainly just keep covered, like get some long sleeves.
Yeah.
We just get really good long sleeve shirts out, because they just cover your neck and your back, and rather than putting on heaps and heaps of sunblock, and then you've got all this junk on your skin that's, you know, good for protection, but then, you know, at the end of the day, you're just caked in all this weird stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so cover up as much as you can with hats and long sleeves.
I have a summer period Christmassy question. I suffer from getting heaps of mosquito bites. Very, very tasty.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips for being not so delicious to biting?
Yeah, they say vitamin B1 is good for that. So you could take a B complex with about 50 milligrams of B1 in it. That's good. Some people say, you know, garlic, beer, that sort of thing. You know, eating garlic in your food. And
beer?
Beer repels it. But sometimes you've just got tasty blood, haven't you?
Yeah, I know.
Kiwi herb do a good insect repellent.
Okay.
So you can do that. Burn citronella candles and things like that. It's always good in those coils. Yeah. And wind. So if in your bedroom you got the,
I hate, yeah, oh, isn't that terrible? The worst.
Get a fan, you know, because they hate wind.
So I didn't know
that. Yeah, so that's the easiest way.
And we have had somebody text in and they say, do you think the blood type diets work? I suppose it's eating to your blood type.
Yeah, not specifically. I don't think it's really held, that one. So some people still go on about it, but you get all these lists of like avoid, must avoid, beneficial, and it's just like, oh, it just gets so restrictive.
Yeah.
And usually, I mean, I know some people go, oh, but it's really good for knowing whether you're good at eating meat or not, sort of thing. But I'm not sure that there's that much scientific evidence on it. So what I'd do is, you know, follow what you feel best on. But the Mediterranean diet and the vegetarian diet is the one that, you know, evidence-based medicine says reduces degenerative diseases and promotes longevity.
Yeah.
So it's 80% veggies, palm-sized protein, and go for more for fish and white meat.
Okay.
And you've got to remember with fish, you know, and seafood, there's, you know, I'm really into, I had mussel fritters the other day, and I was like, I'm just dying to get back to those mussel fritters. I've got to make them. And, you know, there's this salt and pepper squid that we keep in the freezer. That's really nice. You can just quickly fry that up. So it's not always, oh, fish kind of thing. But New Zealanders, when I say eat more fish, they just, it's really weird. They just go straight for farmed salmon, which has got antibiotics and hormones and pink dye in it. And they go straight for tuna because it's so cheap and handy. And it's like, that's full of mercury. So everybody, please, New Zealand fish, just white, like snapper, terakihi, gurnard. Cool. And then any seafood you like. You know, there's heaps.
We've got another text. Hi, guys. Can you ask Ange about wax in ears and what causes it to build up more than usual?
It's often a windy environment, you know,
okay,
because it's used as a protective measure, or surfers get it a lot because they've got water and everything going through, though you can get surfer's ear as well. If it's a problem, you can use Sofradex from the chemist, which melts it.
Right.
Yeah. And otherwise, it's just a thing, really. And some people have a real problem with it and need the ears syringed.
I know you can get your ears cleaned out, like they can suck out the wax, and you can do it every year.
That's
what I've
been
told. And
yeah.
Apparently it's really, like, nice.
Worth it. yeah, it's very satisfying.
Advice for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. Yeah, Liz.
That needs an appointment because there's usually an underlying thing going on, you know, like, so why is it that fatigue? Is it adrenal or is it post-viral? Or have you got a hidden infection in your autoimmune system? So, you know, your immune system's going overboard.
Cool.
So that's best for an appointment at Harvest Natural Health Centre upstairs above Harvest.
Great. We'll put Liz on to you then.
Yeah, give me a call. You can always get me on naturalange.com. And I'm going to be working up till Friday. And then in January, 16th, 17th, 18th, I'll be at work.
Cool.
And then when school starts back.
Great. So you're going to have a nice break.
I am. I'm going to go to the beach.
Fantastic. Hey, well, thank you, Ange, for coming in this morning.
Yes, and thanks for the whole year even.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. It has been really nice hanging out with you and learning a couple of bits and bobs about different things.
Yes, that's
so
good.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas to everybody. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, we will see you next year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.